staying at Mehrabad, there were four mandli who stayed with Baba on the veranda, with this open veranda. There were Rustamasa, this Naja's father, Gustaji, Padri and Buasai. It used to be very cold on the veranda outside, and yet Baba stayed all night on the veranda with the mandali outside, and we were given the nice cozy room to stay in. And Baba, feeling very cold, he could not sleep or rest after 3 o'clock. So he, early 3 o'clock, Baba would sit up with the blanket around him. It was very cold, and he would listen to who is now sleeping. So he would take one of his sandals and throw it at the person who was snoring very hard, one of the mandali. And of course that mandali would get up, what's happened? And then Baba said, see, you're snoring very hard. So the mandali would feel very embarrassed because Baba's sitting up and not resting, and here they are all sleeping. So he would sit up. Then Baba would take another of his sandal and throw the other mandali, and so Baba would wake up all the mandali, and they would all be awake early in the morning by 4 o'clock, and Baba would, they would be talking, and Baba would, we would hear Baba talking loudly and laughing and talking with them. Then by 5 o'clock we were told to get up. That is, sometimes earlier than the window, there was no connection to the veranda, no doorway open, there were windows. So our window, Gustaji was told to knock at our window and we would get up. Now it happened that I was not an early riser, so to get up early in the morning was a very difficult task for me, because I couldn't open my eyes, I was very sleepy, and I had great difficulty. I would have my eyes open, wash up and quickly get the stove, start the stove. So I would light the stove, and Naja would bring the tea water, and we would make tea. And then we had to drink tea in the aluminum glasses. And Baba's also was a mug that was aluminum, and so it, when we poured the tea in, and all the mugs would be put on the floor, and we would strain this tea in the glasses, and we would take it to Baba, and each of us would take tea, and the mandali were given their tea. But the tea was so piping hot that we couldn't put it to our lips, because the metal of the aluminum metal would burn our lips. So, but there was. In those days there was, time enough to sit around with your tea. It was different from today, that is, everything hurry. So that time Baba would be talking with the mug in front of him. And then we thought of a new idea. We got a cold pail of water, and we girls used to sit around this pail of water to cool our tea in it. I would quickly bring Baba's mug of tea and put the mug in the cold water bucket and leave it like this for a little while till it cooled, and then to give it to Baba, and so he could drink his tea, and we all also cooled our tea and drank it. And then Naja used to cook dal and rice. We helped her to wash the rice and bring the wood and do the fire, and she knew how to cook, so she would cook. And Baba, we had no breakfast and no milk in our tea, just weak tea. So we would be quite hungry by 11, but Baba would be more hungry, because he would walk from quite a distance from this, our house, and from the veranda, crossing the road to the other side of Mehrabad, there Baba would talk, and then go near the well, there he had to. So he was walking around and all that. So he would be hungry and not having breakfast, so he would come and say, is the dal ready? So Naja said, no Baba, just 10 minutes more. And Baba said, never mind, if it's even half cooked, it's all right. So then by the time Baba washed his hand and I bring the plate, it was a brass plate, because we could not use china, because if china plates broke, there was no chance of replacing them somehow. It was that we had to use metal things. So Baba had his dal in that brass plate, and there was the rice was not ready, so the bread that Gulma had used to sometimes bring from Amarnagar for Baba, the stale bits of bread, Baba used to break it up in the dal and soak it in the dal, and Baba used to have his light lunch like that. And then later, then he would, when we ate after 11, sometimes at 11, Baba had a bit of dal and rice with us also. Then one day, early in the morning, like always, Baba was early up, and we were up also doing our making tea and other things and all that, sweeping. We were all the time busy. But it was early in the morning, this morning, and we were in our room inside, and we heard Baba singing very sweetly and very beautifully. So we all said, oh, Baba singing, how beautifully singing. And then we heard his voice coming nearer our window, and came nearer and nearer, and then we actually saw Baba in front of the window. But each one, we were telling each one, come quickly, see properly, Baba is dancing. And Baba, we saw Baba so beautiful and lovely that time. He was slim, and his sadra and his open hair, and he was singing and he was dancing so beautifully, that is, very graceful movements, and singing a very nice song. It was not kavali or bhajan, it was a song, and he sang and danced very gracefully just for a few seconds, and he again went away on the big veranda, and we couldn't see him anymore. But that is the one time that we saw Baba sing and dance also. After some days in the ashram, one day Baba came in our room and said that none of us, but he pointed out to me especially and said that I must not read or write. So that was my order, and also he gave me order that after some time Baba planned to go to Bombay. And we packed and we went to the Ahmednagar station, and there were very few people on the station, and Baba looked so beautiful in the black kamli coat and the sadra sandals, but his beautiful hair were loose on his shoulders, and Baba had a kind of a turban which he had tied himself on his head, and he looked like a Maharaja. And Baba, seeing that there were not many people, and Baba naturally always felt a bit, how do you say, restless, because train had not come and he was waiting in time, so he was walking up and down, and he was singing softly. When he went further away, where there were no people, then he would sing a little bit loudly, and when coming back again, he would sing softly. So Baba had his walk also, and he couldn't do without singing, because Baba loved singing. He had a most beautiful voice for singing. And so that is why he must have missed singing all these years, because he couldn't do without singing. Now, on the Ahmednagar station, when the train came in, the mandali quickly found a nice compartment that was quite empty, and it was a very small compartment, just one seat and a berth on the top. And so Baba boarded the train, and he was inside the compartment, and Gustaji was with him, and then we were waiting outside for that, because the Mandali were looking for our compartment, so we were waiting further away from Baba's Baba's compartment. So we what happened was Baba sent Gustaji to say that he want and Gustaji said that Baba wants Mehra. So I was called, and I went to Baba's compartment, and I didn't know why Baba wanted me. So I was rather, I was more, in those days I was a bit shy, and so when I entered Baba's compartment, I saw Baba was leaning against the wall of the compartment, and his legs were stretched out, and he was sitting relaxed. And when I came, he smiled slightly and said, "Come and sit down at my feet and massage my feet." So I sat near his feet to massage, and so as I was massaging his feet, after another second, just about a second or two, Baba said, "You know, if you massage my feet every day without missing one day, I will make you like Baba Jan." So hearing this, I was rather startled, because I had never thought of becoming like Baba Jan. And so I looked up at Baba, and I didn't know what to say, and I said, "Yes, Baba." But of course, Baba knew that I would never be able to massage his feet every day of my life without missing one day. It was impossible. Anyway, Baba was in that mood that time, and if I did have the chance to to massage his feet without missing one day, his word would have come true. But I was not, wanting to be like Baba Ji. I never had thought about that. I just wanted to love and serve Baba and be with Baba in his ashram. One time, for some days, I was in Sakuri, and every day there used to be aarti in the temple, and after that we were to go to Upasthi Maharaj's hut. So one day we all went for aarti, and we women all had to stand on one side, and the men on facing Maharaj and on one side of him. After the Brahmin worshipped Maharaj's feet and offered garlands and flowers, a Brahmin elderly lady and wanted to present a gold ring to Maharaj. Maharaj saw the gold ring and he was startled. He said, "What? You bring gold ring to me? I who don't even wear proper clothes, I'm only using a sackcloth, and how do you can you imagine me wearing a gold ring? How can I ever wear gold? I don't want that ring, I won't wear it." But the lady was very downcast, and she knelt down for a little while facing him, and she was very she felt a bit disappointed and looked at Maharaj Vatsa Maharaj felt sympathy for her, and then he said, "All right, you want me to wear the ring? All right, put it on my toe." So he put out his foot, and the woman put it on his toe. It was not fitting well, so Maharaj pulled the ring. Was of pure gold, that's why it could be made big, because it's made such a way that it can be made big or small to your size. So Maharaj made it a little looser, and then I think Maharaj himself slipped it on his own toe. But the girl, the woman also was touching it. Maharaj also, and both together put it on his toe. And then after that, then the aarti was sung, and we always, after we sang the aarti, the time was now to take darshan after the aarti. So all the men were taking darshan of Maharaj's feet, and the gold ring was on Maharaj's toe. They all took darshan of Maharaj's feet, and all the men went out, and then the turn for the women came to take darshan. And so all the women looking at the gold ring, that they knew that Maharaj is not going to keep that gold ring, and so they were wondering what is going to happen to that gold ring. Is he going to give it away, or what is? So each one were feeling like that. And so when all the Brahmin women and young women and girls and everybody took darshan, and there were very few left. After taking darshan, they all leave the hut, and there were just a few left, about five or six of us. And then my turn came, and I knelt down at his feet. I took darshan, and I was about to leave when Maharaj stopped me, and he said, "Wait, take this ring and wear it." And he held it out to me, and he took my finger and put it around my finger. I put it on my finger. And so the ring, which I had not thought of getting it, but so I was very happily surprised. And after smiling at Maharaj in way to say thank you, but I did not say thank you, I smiled and looked happy. And Maharaj said, "Always keep it on your finger, don't part with it." I said, "All right, Maharaj." And then I got up and went, and then the other ladies all had their darshan. And then we all went to our respective homes. Being with Baba in Bombay, no, to bring the scene round to... In 1925, after our return from Bombay, it was month of March, and it was one afternoon, Baba sent Gustaji in to come to our room and tell us that if any of us had a gold ring, we should give it to Baba, and he will in exchange give another ring to us. I had a ring on my finger. I tried very hard to take it out, but it would not come out. And Gustaji and I together, we tried very hard to pull it out. When at last we did got it out, gave it to Gustaji, and he took it with him to Baba and gave it to Baba. Then after just a minute or two, after 2 minutes, Baba came in, and we all were in the room, and Baba called me, and there was a window sill on inside the room on which we had Baba's photos. And there Baba stood, and he called me, and he gave me the first ring which I had sent, and he said, "I'm returning your ring, put it on, and don't take it off." I said, "Yes, Baba." And he put the first ring on my finger which I had sent to him, and then he showed me another ring, and that was also gold ring, and he said, wear this ring also, and don't part with it, keep it on your finger always, it is from me. And so he put it on my finger. To this day I'm still wearing the two rings that Baba had blessed. Later on I realized that Baba wished me to wear the ring that had come from him. So he had asked for it and then gave it to me. Also, I think Baba wished to see if I would part with the ring for his sake, even though Maharaj had given it to me and told me not to part with it. Baba tested me to see if I would obey him. Baba loves to be obeyed. Jai Baba. Much later, I realized that Baba wished me to wear the ring that had come from him, and that is why I think he asked for it and then gave it back to me. Also, I think Baba wanted to see if I would part with the ring for his sake, even though Upasani Maharaj had given it to me. I feel happy I obeyed my beloved Baba. Jai Baba. Love to you each, Baba lovers, from your Mera Zar family. Jai Baba.